We're talking arts today on Northern Community Radio. Alana Yust is our producer for Area Voices, where three times a week we get to take a look at the culture and the arts of Northern Minnesota. It's made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. This morning, Alana Yust joins us from the KBXE studios to fill us in on what's going on in Bemidji. But first, top sheet or no, Alana?
Well, okay, I've been listening all morning to this top sheet conversation, and I'm still confused. So a top sheet is just a sheet, yes?
Flat sheet, not the one with the elastic.
Flat sheet.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so yes is my answer.
See, if someone doesn't know what we're talking about, they have a top sheet, right? Because they don't think about it.
Okay, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
But what were you going to say?
We have this marriage thing, too. So my husband takes the sheet, and I have the duvet. So we're not good at sharing. Yes, we cover all of the bases. And as far as making the bed, I would say like 30-70.
I like the ratio.
Yeah, she's on a good week, you know.
Yeah, she has thought this through. So, Alana, you've been doing some field trips to find out what's going on tonight in Bemidji. Tell us where you've been visiting.
Yes. Well, there are quite a few Bemidji area art events tonight and throughout the month. And I spent the afternoon yesterday just kind of hopping around, checking them out. And as always, by the end of the day, I was just so excited about the art scene in Bemidji. It's really cool. So one of the first stops was the Least of These Gift Shops, which is right in downtown Bemidji here. And they've been open for about a year. And the shop is really getting robust. So Jen Anderson is one of the owners there. And she runs the shop, which is actually a nonprofit. So they sell handmade goods by local artists, and the artists set the price and consign their goods there. And they also sell international goods, which have all been fair traded, ethically traded items. And they have a little bit of everything. It's really a nice selection there. Then the profits of everything that they sell goes right back into local and regional causes, and also to support a school in Uganda that Jen actually helped to found as well several years ago. So it's definitely worth a stop in. They're just doing so much there. And, you know, they also have like a make and take art studio in the back. So they have a lot of classes there. You can learn how to make new things, take them home with you. And another thing that they do, which is really cool, is that they have a real focus on new and emerging artists. So one of Jen's goals is to help artists have their first shows. So in January, they actually, the Least of These actually did have a First Friday event. So last Friday, they had an art show for four emerging artists, but the work is still up, so you can still stop in and see it. And all of these artists were under the age of 15, which is so cool. And, you know, the work is still up. There are four artists, four distinct artistic voices and visions there. And I was blown away by this work. I mean, I think the artists range in age from 10 to 14 and just incredible. There are tessellations and geometric patterns for one of them. The second artist, I think, is Jen's daughter. And she had these two beautiful small canvases that are totally cohesive pieces that belong together. There's a computer-generated artist who is, I think, 14, and this work will blow your mind. I mean, I was told it was created one pixel at a time.
Wow.
And, I mean, just mind-blowing. These are like cityscapes, and they look photorealistic. They're just so cool. And then the final artist that's up there is a young artist named India, and she had some beautiful pencil sketches with just this, like, really raw emotion on the page, which sounds a little bit trite, but, I mean, you will absolutely have an emotional reaction to these pieces. And India has a really cool story, too. So if you go in for no other reason, go in to see these artists' work and to hear India's story. So cool. Also in downtown, you can stop in at the Wild Hare, and they do such a great job of getting art through those doors. This month throughout January, they have baskets woven by Eve Sumsky. I think I'm saying that last name right. And Eve's work is so high quality. I've actually been working with her to try to get an interview scheduled to talk more about her baskets. But when you see it in real life, you just really notice the intricacy and the detail that's involved in these. So Eve weaves. She has a series of baskets up at the Wild Hare right now. And she uses woven reed that I think she dyes herself. And I'm such a sucker for like deep and rich tones. And these baskets are just so richly colored. They're really lovely. And then she also integrates a little bit of unusual kind of features in her work. So some of these baskets have like wool or fibers woven in. A couple of the pieces actually have antlers incorporated. And it's just done so beautifully. So I really recommend stopping in to see Eve's baskets this month too. Also downtown Bemidji, you can stop in at the public library, and they've got some work up this month by Kathy Sanders. And I think Kathy Sanders is a really known, well-known painter around Bemidji. This exhibit is called Floral Views, and it's just really nicely curated, really nicely put together. And when you walk into the main room at the library, your eye goes right to these paintings. Kathy's a gardener, so I think a lot of these flowers in these paintings are really recognizable for Minnesotans. And she's got calla lilies and sunflowers and daisies and, you know, whatever you would imagine would be in a Minnesota garden is up on the walls at the Bemidji Public Library right now. And Kathy is actually the featured artist at Gallery North this month as well. So she'll be, I think she'll be demonstrating this afternoon, doing some painting there. And Gallery North typically likes to have a demonstration going on during their first Friday receptions. And I think that works really nicely because it gets people in the doors and milling about and sticking around just a little bit more. So if you'd like to see Kathy kind of in action, you can check that out this afternoon. That goes from 2 to 5. And then also at Gallery North this month, they have a showcased artist called Scott Fadness. And I stopped in yesterday hoping to see his work, and it wasn't up yet, but I know they are probably actually installing it right now. They'll be doing that this morning. So my plan is to drop by again this afternoon to see his stuff. But Scott Fadness is a fine artist based in Bemidji here, and he does a lot of acrylic paintings. And a lot of his work is nature-based, but it's not your average kind of nature scenics. He does, like, really kind of graphic hunting scenes a lot of the time. So it's a little bit different take, but there's so much, like, action and movement happening in his paintings. So I'm really hoping to get in to see that this afternoon. Let's see. That is all happening at Gallery North. And then the last place I stopped yesterday was Nielsen Place in Bemidji, which has a photography exhibit on right now by Edward Hansen. And, you know, this exhibit was listed as an outdoor nature photography exhibit. So I assumed that it would be all Minnesota outdoor and nature photography, which was only partially true. Minnesota is definitely represented, and there's a good chunk of photos that feature, you know, flora and fauna from these parts. So there are foxes and black bears and all kinds of birds. But then there's a really nice variety of global locales as well. So I think there were photos from Florida, the Caribbean, Alaska, Quebec, just a really nice variety that covers kind of all of the seasons on a whole bunch of different continents. and I was really pleasantly surprised by this exhibit because, you know, early January, starting to get cold, starting to get cabin fever, maybe a little bit. And this was a nice little bit of like surprise escapism. So I would recommend dropping by if you are in the mood to kind of get out of this winterscape for a bit. And I should say, too, the staff at Nielsen Place, they're really welcoming and friendly. They'll tell you about the artists on display, and you're welcome to just drop by and check that out anytime. So in a nutshell, that is what's going on in Bemidji tonight for the official Second Friday events. But there's a full list up at the Watermark Arts Center as well. And you can always give us a call for more info, too. That's 800-662-5799.
That's Alana Yust. She reports on the arts for us for Area Voices. Alana, you've got a I have a couple questions for you. You've been with us since July 1st, and you're new to Northern Minnesota. How's it going?
That's right. Oh my gosh, we love it. I say all the time that, you know, we've been so thoroughly surprised just by all of the energy up here. So, you know, people are always getting outdoors and trying new things. But my husband and I both have kind of artistic backgrounds to some extent. My husband probably more than I. But we are like thoroughly and constantly blown away by the creative energy that's just whizzing around the Northwoods, you know, and there are artists tucked into like every corner around this area, and we love that. So yeah, thanks for asking, Heidi, but it's been a good move.
Well, and I know you are working on some pieces you're calling embedded artist. I'm wondering, you know, all these arts you've covered already, are you inspired? And tell us more about that.
Oh, all the time. Yes, all the time. And, you know, every once in a while, I think with every job, you hit this moment where you're like, oh, shoot, I've told all the stories, you know, like my work is done. But I went around yesterday for, you know, a couple of hours. And if I walk within three blocks of this station and I spend maybe an hour walking around, I'll find 10 new artists that I've never heard of, or I'll see new work by artists that I already know of that's, you know, so exciting and so thrilling. And yeah, I mean, it's just, there's no shortage of inspiration around here as well. It's really, really cool.
Nice. Well, thanks, Alana. Hope to see you.
Thank you, guys.
You coming to Gospel Machine next weekend?
I'm planning to. Yes, great. I'm planning to be there. I'm a big fan of Paul Spring. Thanks to you, Karin. You first told me about him. So, yeah, it's been great.
Thanks, Alana.